step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your Nissan claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh yeah, Jeffy. Oh yeah. I'm like a professional radio guy now, Jeffy. So, like, I'm hitting buttons and, like, moving my hands like I'm dancing.
Dude, you're blowing up, man. I'm super excited for the radio show to start on FDR. I've been telling everybody about it.
It's kind of crazy, right?
It's amazing, dude. I'm so happy. It, like, makes me so happy. You've been working so hard towards this, and the fact that it's come to fruition, it's awesome. It's awesome to see it for you, brother. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. You know, the funny thing about it was we announced it earlier this week on Instagram. I mean, it's, you know, so many people coming out and saying congratulations. It just feels great. And we've got some pretty good plans for the first couple of episodes. Man, I can't wait for you guys all to see how it's going to come out. And listen, it's going to be available nationally, too. You can get the thing everywhere. It's going to be in a podcast format as well. So you get the whole show. It's going to be awesome. I mean, the folks over at NPR have just been amazing. For those of you who don't know, we talked about it last week as well, but we officially announced it today. I'm hosting a brand new show with the wonderful Marisol Castro from Pix 11 in New York, and she's worked on Good Morning America, and her and I are hosting it. It's called Seasoned. It's going to be talking all about just food and, like, great chefs and where food comes from. It's got a lot of potential, man, and we're excited about it, and, you know, it's going to be radio. And it's funny, Jeffy, because, you know, I've been a talk radio fan my whole life. You know, you know that. I've always loved talk radio.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
To be able to actually go and do it as a you know, like a real job, a real paid gig, I'm excited about it. And listen, here's the tough part. The podcast, you know, here is big. It's bigger than it's ever been. It's doing fantastic. It's great. But it's a different feel to be on an NPR sort of situation, you know?
I'd imagine. I mean, we do our best to keep it professional, but, you know, just, I mean...
Well, nothing's going to change. We're still doing this show. Nothing's changing. It's all...
No. I'm just saying, you know, there's a different level of professionalism that comes along with being on something like NPR that, you know, we might... I don't want to say we lack, but we might not focus
on. It's different. Yeah. And you never know what it leads to. That's the whole thing. I did ask if I could bring my soundboard, and they said, "What's that?" And I said,
"English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?"
And they were like,
nice.
"Yeah, don't think that's going to work. Don't think it's going to work." And I was like,
"Okay, terrific."
So, you know, yeah. Sign the paperwork.
So you're going to just hit it as much as you can on this show now?
That's all we're going to do. That's exactly the plan.
You get nothing!
Chef Plum, Chef Jeffy,
hey,
here. Plum Foods Live.
Meet our new co-host, Soundboard.
live with hanging out with you guys tonight, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Dude, we got a fun guest on. One of our favorite guys that we met when we did our Santa Q event, which actually spawned, do you remember? Santa Q spawned on this program. We came up with the idea, and we fucking made it happen.
Absolutely, with good brother Chef Dan, when we were interviewing him about cooking in the Army and all that stuff, and it just kind of all came to fruition. It was such a great talk, and we got so excited.
That's right.
And then we just started calling the Navy.
That's pretty much how it happened. Good brother Aaron Fierros is joining us tonight. It should be a good time. Fierros is joining us tonight, a.k.a. Cinnamon. Became a good friend of ours. It's the funny part why I wanted to have him on, Jeffy, was he just moved out to the West Coast. What do they call it when they were shipped out on a submarine for months, and then comes home and there's a fucking pandemic and everything's closed. They knew a little bit about it, but he told me when he got home, he was like, "What in the fuck? What is happening?" Because I guess they don't have that much communications, you know. So that story would be a lot of fun to tell. That's the idea about having Cinnamon on tonight.
That and many more. Cinnamon's full of great stories. I mean, he's in the Navy. There's got to be nothing but.
That's right.
Awesome, crazy shit going on.
He's on a fucking submarine.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Yeah, he's on a tube full of semen. It's got to be amazing.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable to be that, you know? I mean, listen, I didn't know how many semen could fit inside of a metal tube, but now I know.
He showed me.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot. It's too easy. We can't make that joke. I don't know if it's funny, is it?
To me, it's hilarious, but I wear dad pants and I pull them up high.
When you wear pants, we know you're sitting there in your Ric Flair robe and wrestling boots and your tights.
I got to get a beaver pelt now to wear because I talk about it so much. I feel like the neighbors are expecting to see me come out of the house in it.
Oh, there may be one ordered. I'm just saying. You can find all kinds of things on Wish.
Pelt me, Plum. It's problem time to
is,
party.
Problem is, it may not arrive till November, but just in time for the holidays. That's how I'm looking at it.
Dude, no better time to wear your beaver pelt than Thanksgiving dinner.
That's right. If you're going to wear a beaver pelt, you definitely need to do it while you're making turkey.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying. So, yeah, excited about Seasoned on NPR. We'll have a lot more stuff coming up about that. I think it's going to be a lot of opportunities for a lot of different fun things with that program. So we're taking it slow because of, the pandemic, but... rest assured there's some big plans with it, and we're going to ease into it. So I'm excited. Jeffy, thank you for all your help with that and just doing the show with me and making me better. And we're excited about it. Next week's show, we should address next week's show, Jeffy, so we're not hiding it. Next Thursday night, is that next week? It is next week. Next week's July 4th week, right?
I gotta look at my calendar. I think you are. Yeah, next Thursday is the July 4th party. Yep.
So that's one of the busiest days of the year for myself.
It's the second, but it's basically July 4th.
Yeah, but that weekend is so terrible. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
So we're doing, we've done it for 2 years now. Last year, the first year I hosted it, second year, Jeffy hosted it. And so this year, Best of Plum Love Foods will be airing next Thursday night, hosted by Chef Jeffy. And I think Dave stopped in with you, right?
Yeah. It was amazing. We did it live together. It was really fun.
Yeah, so it came out great. We're excited for you guys to hear it. I always love doing those shows. I think it makes me feel a little, like, artistic, Jeffy.
Yeah. Yeah. We're big boys. I love it.
Yeah, so this should be fun. But tonight, it's all about the Navy. It's all about learning about how do you come back to your world, your country, after being at sea, deep under the water, Jeffy. How deep do those subs go? Do you remember? I don't remember.
Deep.
But, coming back and the world has changed completely, and also about being out there and cooking while you're out there and learning about, the food that you can use when you're on a ship like that. I'm sorry, not a ship. You're not allowed to call a ship. A boat or a sub. So, Cinnamon's always great for those stories, isn't he?
Subboat.
Subboat. That's right. That's right. So that's good. That's the fun part, Jeffy. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, he's living the dream. He wears many hats. He's on a sub. He likes to surround himself with men.
Here you go again.
I love this guy.
Listen, here's the thing. And I think after we have a little interview with Cinnamon, you have a list of things to ask him, correct?
Absolutely. We're going to talk to him about things to do to get in trouble in the Navy. I have a list that I got from a gentleman... JT something or other. Let me find his name here. I wrote it down.
Wait, is it from like an actual publication or is it just some dude? Hey, Jeffy.
It's a dude. It's a dude, JT Suits. He's a Navy dude. He's got a lot of tattoos. He was in the Navy. He looks like he might even be one of Cinnamon's buddies. I don't know. We'll ask him if he knows him. But he makes all these videos and talks all this shit about, you know, oh, don't do this or do this or, you know, whatever. Trying to give advice to young Navy boys. Probably grooming them for some sort of weird thing.
Why does it gotta be grooming? Now it's weird again.
What? No, I'm just like, you know, grooming
them. Monkeys, they're sitting on a boat, like, just, you know, fixing each other's hair.
Grooming each other?
Yeah.
I don't think they do that.
That's what I picture.
That's how it works. No, I think it's more like in, like, you ever been in a men's locker room?
Mm-mm.
Well, then you wouldn't understand.
I mean, all the time. I mean, my other answer was going to be yes, all the time. I'm in one right now.
My other answer is yes. Dude.
I could decide what I'm going to go man. With. I didn't know what I'm going to go with there. Hey, also, too, big shout-out to good brother Dave Shirotsky, a.k.a. the Food Porn Unicorn.
Unicorn?
Happy third anniversary to you, brother. You're killing it there on the Instagrams. You know, we're going to send you a video, hopefully Jeffy and I together, a congratulations together. Video. You know, he's doing good stuff. We love it. We got to have him back on the show, man.
Your anniversary.
We text all the time.
Yeah, no, I do, too. I like to play. I like to drop, like, crazy lines on him.
He asked if back. I could have Andre the Giant do a congratulations on 3 years for him.
Ooh, how, yeah, I can't do it. I sound it'd terrible.
Probably go something like this. It's Andre. I'm 7'4", 560 pounds from Grenoble, France. Dave Shirotsky, you've only got 3 years. It's too little. The Food Porn Unicorn. It's a great page, but you're very little. I'm 7'4". 560 pounds from Grenoble, France. You're 4'3" from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Very small. No, only big. Something like that.
I like it. I like it.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. I don't even know. All right, check it out. We get back.
It doesn't have to make sense.
It doesn't have to, right? Plum Love Foods Live is Chef Jeff, Chef Plum. We get back. We'll be joined by our good brother Cinnamon from the U.S. Navy, a.k.a. Aaron Ferio. Stay right there. We'll be right back, guys. Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. If my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM, that's ErgoChef.com. I really like that music to come back to, Jeffy. Is that weird? I know I use it a lot. I got to get some new drops in here. Some new music, some new instrumentals, some new like music beds, they call them. I got to get some more of those, Jeffy. I'm a radio professional now.
Yeah.
But you're used to it.
I'm just going to say, yeah. I'm used to it because we use them all the time.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I like it. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Ouch. Okay. All right. Well, I understand. I'm going to make some changes.
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. No, why did I hurt your feelings? You didn't write the music. Plum.
No,
it's okay.
I chose it. So, you know what? I had no idea. And now I know. Plum, I'm going to make some changes, Jeffy.
I know the list of music you had to choose it from, and I'm sure this is one of the better ones.
Listen, I'm going to get a Bowflex. What can I say? I'm going to make some changes.
I'm going to get a Bowflex.
I'm gonna change my life. I'm going to make some adjustments.
You only have to lose 30 more pounds, bro, and you'll be on TV.
Yo, speaking of that update, motherfucker. Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm down about 15 pounds, homie. You'll see.
Dude, I'm down. I'm probably down 20 right now.
I mean, but
I only had 3 ribs tonight. There was ribs on the barbecue. I only ate 3.
Really?
Yep.
I have shoulder veins now, Jeffy.
From what?
From fucking muscles in my shoulder, from planking, from fucking DDP yoga.
Well, dude, that's dope.
I mean, literally, I have... It's like popping. It's
poppin'.
Good. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I'm happy about it.
Popping and locking, fool.
That's right. So check it out, you guys. Chef Plum, Chef Jeffy, Plum Love Foods Live. We are excited tonight to be joined by literally one of the nicest I think I would call us I call him the nicest serviceman I know on the planet.
Serviceman. He's the Navy man.
I'm excited to have him.
He's a lovely boy. He's a lovely boy.
He's a fantastic guy. He is a stand-up individual, and more importantly, he's out there, you know, working and fighting for our country, for our freedoms. For that, we can never repay him, but we can only say thank you
to
him.
Your mother would love him. Absolutely. Your mother would love him.
But the one thing that he also is a fantastic chef. He works on those subs. He's cooking. He's out there for 100 days at a time. He's out there killing it. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome one of our favorite people, good brother, Aaron Furios, a.k.a.
Cinnamon.
Why do I keep fucking that up?
Furios.
Aaron Cheerios. Chef, how are you, man?
Here.
Good, how are you? I'd be better if you could stop pronouncing my fucking name wrong.
I hate Jesus your last Christ. Name so much. I didn't even know you had a last name until today.
It's the Pontiac Fiero. Just add an S to it. It's not that hard.
Jeffy, that would have helped Fieros. If you told me that.
Like, there's many Pontiac Fieros. But there's only one Aaron Fiero.
Ah. So, Aaron Fiero, a.k.a. Cinnamon.
Aaron Fiero.
What is your title? Like, I should have asked you that before we went live. What is your title in the Navy?
I am a culinary specialist first class.
Nice. Are there culinary specialists second class?
And third classes.
Really? Like, where do you start off at? In third class?
So it all depends on where you come in as. So, like, if you come in as an E1, you would be a culinary specialist seaman,
know that that's the bunt of all the jokes? Should they come up with something different? Like, honestly,
I mean, yeah, but they never get old. I mean, it's pretty funny. I laugh every single time I say it, and it's stupid.
I'm a culinary seaman. So when you started off, were you an E1?
Demon. No, I was an E3. So again, you're basically everyone from E1 to E3. You're just a seaman. There are like, so E1, you're a seaman recruit, and E2, you're a seaman and apprentice, and then in E3, you're just a seaman.
It sounds like they were going down. Like, this is like it was getting higher.
Yeah, they add words and right, take words on. Away.
I'll do that. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so I started off. So we just call everybody basically from E1 to E3. They're just a seaman. So I started as an E3, and then I'm an E6 now. So I've been promoted a couple times. So then it goes from seaman to culinary specialist third class, then second class, then first class, then the one above me is chief culinary specialist. So
that's the next step for you, right?
Yes, that would be the logical next step if I can get my act together.
Oh, do you have to take a test? How do you go up in that?
Yeah, you have to take a test, and then you compete with everybody else who's eligible to be promoted. And then it's a little different for chief. You have to go, if you take the test and then you make the test, or pass the test, rather, excuse me, then you get selected for board, and then you have to submit a package with performance evaluations and some, like, letters of recommendation, I believe, and then you send it off to a panel, and then the panel deliberates whether or not they think you should become a chief, and then there's and then once you get selected, then you become a chief select. And then you have to go through what's called chief season, and I have no idea what that entails because I'm not a chief and I haven't gone through it. And then after you make it through chief season, then you get your anchors, which is a pretty big deal, and then you become a chief. So
nice.
And at what time and at what point in this evaluation do they check your sexual prowess?
Jesus, Jeffy.
I think right at the beginning. I think that's like trying to put your name on it. I think you have to see if you can fuck a hole through the paper first. I believe that's how that works.
Nice. Oh, that's impressive. It's a stamp.
So, Cinnamon, I want to ask, and we just, so you guys all know, Cinnamon just kind of I don't know how that name even came about, but it became out of love. We did an event with you guys.
Because he's a pink Mexican man, like Canela.
Is that
true?
Oh. Well, news to me. I love cinnamon. Hold up. Let me do this. That's all right. Never mind.
You know who we're talking about, right? Canela, the boxer?
I just need a little help here, Jeffy. Although I'm happy you're not. You're not even throwing me a life raft. You're just letting me fucking just... The Titanic has gone down. I'm just, like, struggling to stay above water right now.
What's happening, buddy? You want a hug?
You can't reach me. I'm drowning. I'm drowning.
You want to take a second, write it in your journal?
I already did.
Okay. Let's move on.
All right. Sorry about that. Wow. Okay. yeah. So, man, let me ask you. So, you were just out at sea for, what, 100 days, right?
Yep, for 100 days.
I mean, out, and when you're out there, I mean, it's not sounding such a childish question. You're out on a submarine. How far down into the ocean are you?
So the actual depth is classified, but I can tell you it's in excess of 400 feet.
Damn. And you guys ever have, there's no windows, right?
No, there is no windows. That's my, that's one of my favorite questions, actually, is are there any windows on a submarine? And the answer is no, not really, because you got to think about it, right? You're underneath the water, so you have the atmospheres playing in effect with, depending on how deep you are, and like a window is not going to be able to withstand that sort of sea pressure the deeper we go. So there are no windows on a submarine.
I just would think that there would be like one window you guys could look at. They'd turn like a light on and like, hey, look, there's a puffer fish.
No, there's no windows. No looking at the right. Whales as they swim by or the
there's
puffer
no
fish
windows.
Or anything like
that was going to be my next question. Can you pull it up though, like you know, like on the bridge, like, you know, all right, pull up the projector screen. And then so there's like cameras outside of the boat, yeah, and there's like some lights, right. And it's like, ooh, look, a whale. No?
No. Nope.
Right, hang on,
nope.
Jeffy. For you, I got you something, Jeff. Okay. Jeffy's next question was going to be, I'm looking at his notes right now, have you guys ever bumped into a whale when you're riding on the sub?
I mean, I'm sure we have. I mean, I have no idea. There's no windows. And
we hit all sorts of shit, is what you're saying. You guys are like the drunk drivers of the ocean? What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, there's no windows. We drive by sonar. So, I mean, you're literally, like, imagine being in a truck and there's no windshield, there's no side window, there's no rear windshield. And you're listening for sounds, or somebody else is listening to sounds while you are controlling speed and angle and depth. Yeah, they're quite the miraculous feat of technology, actually, when you sit down and think about how they actually work. It's pretty interesting.
This is the craziest thing. Like, we've been there, we've hung out with you, we went on a submarine with you, and we were all very professional, and we asked great questions. Now that we're buddies, we're like, so, wait, can we go fishing off the submarine? Like, do you go out there and just, like, put a line out and see if you can catch? It's like the dumb questions come now. Not, all right, hang on.
Yep.
Anyway, so you're out for, what, 100 days, right?
Yeah, that was our most recent patrol, was about 100 days, yeah.
Wow. And so you just kind of go out, and like, there's obviously like, you can't say what you're doing, but you're out there.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to. Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Doing stuff, and it's super
They're
classified. Watch
the Chinese. Come on. We all know that.
It's...
I mean, I don't. I mean, there are parts and places of the boat that I can't go because I don't hold a high enough secret clearance or security clearance. So, I really have no idea what's going on most of the time. I would say probably about 85% of the time, I don't know where we are or what we're doing.
Well, damn, bro, we came out there and visited. They took us through the entire freaking sub. You should just hung out with us.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been through the entire boat, but like when we're operational and stuff, there are certain places where, you know, you need higher security clearances to go, and I don't hold that security clearance. So
I'm blown away.
I just stick to the cafeteria, which we call cruise mess, and then the galley, and yeah, I mean, I pretty much just hang out there, and I sling dudes some food and make everybody happy, or at least try to. And then you know how it is, you can't please everybody, but try and make guys' days a little bit better, and trying to get crazy with some, you know, new recipes. And you know, we have a soft serve machine that we like to do crazy flavors in.
Nice.
How many guys are you feeding per each meal?
So we do 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they're not at like standard breakfast, lunch, and dinner times.
Because your timing down there is very different. You're not even on regular time anymore once you're on the boat, right?
Right. Yeah. Pretty much. So we're on. We'll run. I think it's like 16-hour days, and then you're on watch for 8, and then you're off watch for 16, so I guess it's 24 hours. I don't know. I'm not good at math. I just fucking put things in the oven, and I'm like, well, I hope this tastes good. So they the watches are split up into 3 sections. So each meal is probably serving about 70 to 75, depending on what's going on the boat. If people are like extra hungry, or if it's a meal, like there are certain meals that guys look forward to, so they'll stay up and eat another meal, or you know, they'll get woken up so they can come have this specific meal, and it varies from boat to person. You know, everybody on the boat is different, you know, has their different likes and dislikes, so it's pretty interesting to see kind of, you know, how the days and the meals kind of fall out, and see which ones are heavier with people, or which ones are lighter. So,
and how many different choices are there per meal?
That's a weird question.
What I mean is, like, is it, you know, I think about it like this, you know, is there one, like today, this is, you know, we're doing sirloins, that's for dinner, or is it like, you know, we have sirloins, but we also have grilled chicken if you'd rather have that, or we can make you a sandwich?
Yeah, so some days there are more choices, and some days there's just one choice. So most of the time it's 2 entrees. We operate on a this thing called Go for Green. So basically what Go for Green is it's like the food pyramid, but it's the dumbed down Navy version, and you have a red item, a yellow item, and a green item, like a stoplight. And you know, we'll have like a yellow or a red entree, and then we'll have a green entree, so like your fish or your chicken or something a little bit healthier, and then we'll have something that's maybe not quite as healthy, and then you'll usually have a starch, and then 2 vegetables and a soup. So there's sometimes most meals run that way, but like you said, like Sunday is surf and turf, so we'll have fish and steak, or lobster and steak, or crab legs and steak, and then Saturday nights are pizza nights, so we have pizza and wings, and we do all homemade crust and homemade pizzas. And then so Friday for lunch is always burgers, so we throw down for burgers. We do all from scratch, hand pattied out burgers on my boat. So we try to make everything as fresh as we can with the limited ingredients that we do have. So just kind of give those guys a taste at home.
It all kind of sounds great, Jeffy. I mean, I love that. Like, just being out there and in the ocean doing, like, crazy undercover shit. And then, oh, fuck it. It's pizza night. I can't wait.
I love watching this on TV, and I love that Aaron's doing it.
Watching on TV? What do you mean?
Because I don't ever want to do it.
Oh. I mean,
I don't ever want to go on a submarine. That scares the shit out of me. When they close that hatch and you guys go down, 100 days of that would frighten me. And then, like, when you guys told me that whole story about how no bed's really your bed, it's just like everybody's swapping beds all the time.
Well, can you talk about that a little bit there, Cinnamon? Just tell that story about the beds, and then I was about to have him plug you, but that's a good point. Tell that story.
Yeah, so what Jeff is talking about is called hot racking. So fortunately enough, if you're a cook, you don't have to do that.
Oh, you get your own spot. They take care of the cooks.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to be, like, sanitary or whatever. At least that's what they tell me. And so everybody else on board, they have to share two bunks. So there's three guys assigned to two racks, and you get a piece of each rack to stow your items. And then, so, like, for instance, each submarine sailor has about 11 cubic feet of personal stowage space, just to kind of put it into something that you can kind of visualize a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But so basically, like I said, so there's three guys to two racks. And I had mentioned earlier that the days are split up into three teams, essentially. So when one team is on watch, there's one team that's off doing maintenance or getting admin caught up or something to that effect, and then one team is asleep. So then it shifts. So when the team that's asleep wakes up, the team that was working on admin goes to sleep, and then the team that was on watch gets off, they go do their admin and so forth and so on. So there's always, so when you climb into your bed, it's not like at home where it's nice and cool and the sheets are crisp and really nice and it's like it's relaxing to get into. You get into a bunk that some asshole just crawled out of, and it's usually hot, hence the term hot racking. It's warm because they've just been in it for, you know, 6 to 8 hours. And Wow. Yeah, it's kind of wild, but it's kind of cool to watch everybody else do it and then get into my rack and be like, all right, motherfucker, it's mine. Yeah, I don't have to worry about some guy who maybe didn't take a shower that night or whatever.
Well, let me ask you, so but how big are those bunks? Because it's not like you can sit up in it, can you?
Oh god, no. Yeah, so you I'm not a very big dude. I'm like 5'7" on a good day, depends on who's measuring, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't have very broad shoulders either, so so I'm kind of built for submarines. Everybody tells me I'm short or fun size. I tell them I'm submarine size. But yeah, so I fit pretty well at 5'6", 5'7" in a rack, and then you know, I can roll onto my side. I know guys who have pretty broad shoulders who can't roll onto their side. So when I'm laying flat on my back, looking up to the rack above me, there's probably about 5 or 6 inches from the tip of my nose to my light. So I would say there's probably about, you know, 8 inches total if you don't include the light between the tip of my nose and the rack above me.
What the fuck? I mean, is there any kind of, like, this is such a weird question, but, like, I'm feeling like stuffy just thinking about this. I mean, is there any kind of, like, vent fans in there blowing air in the little bunk or anything, or is it just fucking sitting there hot?
So yes and no. There are fans that are built into the racks. So there is some circulation going on in there. Most guys will bring, like, their own, like, one of those little desk clip fans to just add a little bit of extra. But also, one thing that people don't think about is, like, so we'll have, like, extension cords run through the bunk room with, what do you call those things? Power strips.
Right, so everybody can
set up, and guys might as well share. Yeah, so that way everybody can plug in like their phone charger or a fan, an extra fan.
Can you bring a phone?
But yeah, it also depends. So yes, you can.
I thought with the camera would be a bad thing.
Yeah, so you can bring a phone, but then they like there's like certain rules about your phone and stuff that I don't really know what they all are because it doesn't really pertain to me. I mean, I just give it to the ITs and they're like, I'm like, all right, man, do whatever you got to do to it. And then I get it back. So I don't really know what they do or what they're looking for. But yeah, I mean, you can bring your phone. I mean, guys bring their phones or iPods or something to listen to music. Pretty much when you're off watch, you're always listening to music. Somebody's always got their headphone plugged in or you got the speaker and you're, we jam out in the galley all the time. So.
Man, I just, I mean, has you ever been, had your phone, all of a sudden you're 400 feet deep or whatever, and it's like all of a sudden, hey, I have service.
No, that would be great, though, if well, that did happen.
Well, now you're saying you're always jamming in the kitchen. I thought, like, on a submarine, it's all about being quiet and shit, too, though. Is there times where they're like, yo, shut up?
Yeah, so sometimes, so cooks are notorious for being... for being loud and obnoxious.
No. Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that. Go on.
Come on. I never would have thought that.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
So it's, I mean, our galley is all stainless steel, you know, lockers and countertops and everything. And, you know, you're working with full pans and half pans and,
hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You get in the groove and you're slinging stuff around. And, you know, those pans on the metal countertops are loud. And there's been times where they call down. They're like, hey, you guys need to shut the fuck up. You guys are making a bunch of noise. And that is just from, you know, slamming things around or... you know, so I've had people come and talk to me. They're like, hey, your music's too loud. And I'm like, oh, sorry. It's boring in here.
Listen, we're enjoying some Enya. Come hang out with us.
All right, cool. Thanks. Yeah. So,
well, I want to talk more about food with you on the sub, but obviously we got to get a plug out there for him, Jeffy. I mean, I'm getting deep right now in this conversation. I'm about to start pushing it and getting crazy deep with it.
Definitely. So you want to find Aaron Fierros. His OnlyFans is Navy Strong. You can't miss it. And then his Instagram is at Aaron Fierros. Aaron Fierros. Aaron Fierros.
On them Instagram.
Give him a follow. Give him some likes on his page or slide in his DM. Let him know what you think about the Navy, what you think about him. He'd love to hear it.
So, Cinnamon Man, I want to ask you, you were out for 100 days, so when did you guys ship out?
So we shipped out in, like, February.
Okay. In February, and you were gone for 100 days, so you came back in, what, April?
We came back, like, May-ish.
May, okay. And so, when you're out there on the boat, how much communication do you have with the outside world?
So we've got...
Your music's too loud in there, but they're going to hear us.
So we've got email that we can send off hull. So, you know, friends and family can write to you. I have no idea.
Jeffy, is that you?
Yeah, I don't know what just happened. I wasn't even touching my phone, and it just started going crazy. You know, and it... It's messed up, and it's coming from Station Head. It's like all of a sudden the app just like came alive and started going crazy on my phone. That's so weird.
Wow. All right, sorry, Cinnamon. Continue. So you were out. You said you have email.
Yeah, so we can get email, but it's not instantaneous. It's not like an email like you're used to or like Jeff's used to. So you can send an email and then it might not get off the boat for, you know, a day or 2 days or even sometimes 2 or 3 weeks. It might not get off. It all just depends on, you know, what is going on board and what we're doing and if we're in the middle of doing, you know, a mission or something like that. But we can send it and it'll like sit in a queue. And then same thing on your side too. So if you were to like write me an email, it would say sent and then it would sit in a queue somewhere and then somebody would read it, or it would sit in a queue and then we'd come up, we'd grab message traffic and then somebody reads it, make sure there's no like bad words or, you know, somebody's not trying to like pass off, you know, secret information or anything like that. And then it gets distributed to the individual.
Wait, so if I wanted to email you on the boat, if I said fuck, you wouldn't get it?
So it would get screened.
Like the fucking Navy doesn't say fuck, like fuck. They don't say that? Of course they do.
Well, so yeah, I mean, so you can write fuck, but they're gonna look at it. You know, so it runs through this like computer program first, and then there's like there's this huge list of, we call them naughty words, and it's like, you know, fuck or dead or baby or, you know, just stuff like that. So that way,
how come those are all in the same category?
Well, you know, because we do weird stuff. But
listen, I was so close to sending you an email just as a joke that said, "Hey, Cinnamon, can't wait till you get back. Got the pictures you sent of that stuff that was, you know, top secret. Can't wait to take a look at it. I got the bomb set for the boat next time you guys come in. See you soon, buddy."
Yeah, that probably wouldn't have been a good idea. I probably would have gotten in a lot of trouble for that.
But you didn't do it.
Could have been not funny.
It's kind of funny, Jeffy.
I feel like the government doesn't have a sense of humor the way we do.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They don't. Not really.
Nope.
I mean, you would have gotten in trouble for that email, but you definitely would have laughed about it in a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, maybe while I was, like, getting railed out by some dude in Leavenworth. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it would be funny. You know.
I don't know what that means, actually. Never mind. All right, so listen, you're out there.
The
you got some limited contact with the outside world. Meanwhile, while you're out in the ocean doing maneuvers, Jeffy, they're out there doing maneuvers.
Maneuvers.
We're here dealing with a pandemic that's changing everything about us, and it's historic, and nothing's going to ever be the same because of it. How much of that were you aware of?
So when we left, I mean, the world was normal. We had kind of, you know, you had kind of heard about, you know, COVID or whatever, but it wasn't really a thing. Nobody really cared. Everybody was like, ah, yeah, whatever. It's over there in fucking China or wherever.
Right.
And, yeah. And then kind of as weeks went on and months went by, you know, we kind of heard a little bit about it. We never really got a full picture of it because, like I said, the email contact was limited.
But like your boat captain wasn't aware of it and telling you guys?
I mean, so he was aware of it, but it didn't really pertain to the mission at hand. So, you know, he was forthright. He told us, hey, I'm not going to tell you guys, you know, 100% of what's going on because we need to stay focused at the task at hand. And then, you know, he told us later, kind of like all of the information that he had. Yeah. So closer to when we got home, you know, he said, hey, you know, we had captain's calls where, you know, the captain sits down with each, team and says, hey, this is kind of what's going on, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. We can ask him any questions that we have or whatever. So one of those happened closer to when we got back, and yeah, I mean, it was crazy. They were like, hey, here's some masks, and we were like, for what? And they were like, well you gotta wear a mask now. And we were like, okay, but like, what's wrong? And they started telling us, hey, yeah, you know, you guys have been hearing about this COVID, and you know, there's no toilet paper left in the whole world, and you know, all this other stuff. And they were like, you know, if you start, you know, start stocking up on toilet paper, because who knows when we're going to get more, and this, that, and the third. So people were, I mean, we kind of joked about, I mean, not kind of, we joked about it. We had no real idea of what was going on. So like, somebody would cough or somebody would sneeze, right? And if somebody was walking past you, we would all just yell COVID, and then we would laugh and move on with our day, because we were in a bubble. I mean, everybody that emailed me was like, you're probably in the safest place right now in the entire world.
You're That's right. And you have torpedoes.
Something like that.
Damn.
Something like that.
When you get home and you get back and you're like, wow, this is real.
Yeah, so it was crazy. Like, we got back and they were like, oh, by the way, the only thing you can go to is the grocery store, and you have to go to a grocery store in a certain county. And we were like, what the fuck? I was like, I live an hour away from where I work. Like, how the hell? So I was like, I made a joke. I asked my captain. I said, hey, so if I'm using Cape gooseberries for a dish that I'm making at home and I don't have enough, you're telling me I have to stop what I'm doing, drive an hour, find Cape gooseberries, and come back another hour instead of running to the corner store that I know has gooseberries.
And your captain goes, what's a gooseberry?
Well, everybody looked at me and they were like, why are you being an asshole? Like, what the fuck is a gooseberry? And I was like, okay, never mind. But the point still stands.
So I have to drive 2 hours. Let's go to Captain Jeffy and see what he would think. Jeffy, Captain?
Well, I don't think I would like it.
No, sir. I don't like it.
Nope, I don't like that one bit. No. It was really frustrating to, you know, have to kind of plan out a menu to be at home.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was rough to say, okay, well, this week I'm going to go to the grocery store on this day on my way home from work, and I'm going to get this, all, you know, all of these things, and then, you know, and then God forbid you forget something, and, you know, you're trying to figure out how the hell you're going to get back, you know, same kind of deal. Yeah, so, it was wild, you know. I got talked to, like, twice. I was walking around in the store, just meandering, because, I mean, you guys know me, I'm scatterbrained as fuck, like, right. I really got to focus in on a task if I'm trying to accomplish it. And I walked the wrong way down an aisle.
Oh, you can't do that.
And one of the workers at the grocery store is like, come, excuse me, sir. And I was like, yeah, what's up? And she was like, you're walking the wrong way down the aisle. I kind of scoffed at her. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she was like, it's one way, like, each aisle is one way, and there were, like, and I looked around and there were, like, big ass red do not enter signs, and I was just meandering along like it was fucking picking sunflowers in a field, like, hanging out. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And luckily it was on base. I was like, I'm so sorry, we just got back, I have no idea what's going on. And she was like, it's okay, honey, just turn around and go the other way. And I was like, wait, what? I'm already in the fucking aisle. I was like, I need to go that way. And she was like, no, this is a one-way aisle. And I was like, okay. So I fucking turned around and walked my happy ass around. And I was like, I'm back. And she was like, oh, good, you're going the right way. And I was like,
God. That's so. I can picture you being like, I'm back. Like, just being so sarcastic. Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, like, you know, it's always the world when you leave on a submarine is never the same as when you come back, and it was just exponentially compounded this time because of the virus and the pandemic. I mean, it's wild. It's crazy to think about.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Man. Jesus. So you come back and you're getting adjusted now. And, you know, when do you think you're going to ship back out again? Or head out? What do you call it?
Dispatched. I mean, ship out, head out, you know. I'm not sure. I don't really know what the schedule is looking like yet. You know, I have no idea. I just kind of, they're like, hey, we're leaving. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks. So I'll pack my shit. And then, you know, we pack out and we go. There we go.
Damn. Can you bring your own knives?
oh, I always bring my own knives. I don't. Oh my God, you guys would die at the dull. Oh, it's like bad. Trying to cut something with a spoon. It's awful. It's horrendous. It's so terrible. And I harp on my guys all the time. I'm like, guys, sharp knives are safe knives. Dull knives are dangerous knives. And it's just like every time I go in there, they're like, well, how come you're using your own knife? And I'm like, well, because it's sharp and I know I'm not going to hurt myself. And, right. You know, I let a couple of guys try it because they were like working on their knife skills. And I said, hey, okay, go ahead and use this knife. And so they used it and they, you know, they massacred a tomato or whatever. And then I said, okay. And I handed them one of my knives and I was like, all right, go ahead and try and cut the tomato. And they were like, oh my God, they were like, this is so much easier. And I was like, see, if you just take care of your knives and have a little bit of pride, you know, your products, your cuts, everything will just increase. Your time management will be so much better. And they're getting there. They definitely are. Don't get me wrong, but it's like herding kittens. You know, the guys just want to get in, get their, you know, their meal done and then clean up and serve. And then they want to, you know, go work on something else, go work on their paperwork that they have to do, or, you know, order food for the next day or whatever they got going on. But yeah, I mean, they're getting there. They're definitely, I've made some huge leaps and bounds with my guys, on the last time we were out. So it was really good to watch these guys grow and to flourish, in their craft and hone their skills.
Nice, man. I mean, do you think that you're out there and when you're out on a boat like that, you can still like practice the art of hospitality? Like, you think that's possible? It's got to be, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So, I mean, if we get like VIPs or somebody on board, I mean, we are there from the moment they step foot on board to the time they leave. So like good example, if we have somebody come on board, the first thing we do is I type them up a letter that says, hey, you know, welcome, welcome to the boat and welcome to whatever our galley, my galley's name is the Husker Cafe. And, you know, hey, welcome to, you know, the Huskers Cafe. You know, I'm, you know, CS1 Fieros and, you know, these are my counterparts. And if you need anything, please let us know. And it's everything from they forgot to bring their towel, for the shower, or they need an extra pillow or blanket, all the way through their meals, and then paying for their meals and everything like that too. So it's definitely like, it's all around, you know, full score hospitality like that. So
paying for their meals, what do you mean?
So, so it's a good question. So the way it works is it's kind of funny, right? So, if I am attached to the submarine, the Navy gives me an allotment of money that I, as a cook, then take away from you so I can purchase food for you to eat when you're on board.
What?
So if you're...
Wait a minute, Jeffy.
Yeah.
Are you following this, Jeffy? Because I just assumed that the Navy would feed you. You're working on a fucking submarine.
Well, no, there's a Navy store on the submarine where you can get, like, chips and bullshit, right?
No, not on a not on the submarine, no. On a surface ship, yes. Like, on an aircraft carrier and, like, some of the big decks, like, oh, yeah, they got whole stores. You could buy smokes, you can buy, you know, chips and deodorant or whatever you need. On a submarine, if you forget it, you forgot it. You better be good at trading something or figuring out who's got it and see if you can, you know, work on a credit basis with those guys and kind of say, hey, man, I forgot, you know, whatever the case is. I forgot shower shoes. Like, do you have an extra pair? Like, hey, I'll pay you $50 for a pair of flip-flops. And they're like, oh, yeah, man, here you go. And, you know, so, but yeah, no, there's no, so it's weird because it's weird because so the Navy gives me money to eat, right? And then because I'm attached to a submarine, Or it could be, it's the same as if you're attached to a ship too. If you're attached to the vessel, then the galley will take away that amount of money, whatever, I think it's like $300 and some for the month. And then the galley then gets that money. So that's how I pay my prime vendors, I pay my purveyors. All, you know, everybody that I'm ordering food from, I'm paying them with the money that the Navy has given me or has given you, and then I take it and pay it. It's weird. It's really quite an interesting system. Like, so when I buy food, when I get a shipment in, I count it all, just like you guys. I count it all, make sure it's all good, make sure the purveyor didn't give me anything rotten and giving me the freshest ingredients that, you know, you can possibly get on a submarine. And then I input it into a system, into an accounting system, and then I lock it all up. So it's like if you went to the grocery store, you paid for everything, you looked at it all, right, because you're in the grocery store. And then when you got home, you put it all away, and then you locked your refrigerator and your pantry and your cupboards and everything that held food is all locked up.
Wow.
And then when you need something, you have to order it from yourself. So then you have to account okay, so I need
a lot of
big 40 pounds of flour. So I need 40 pounds of flour. I'm going to request 40 pounds, and I know it's pound, and then I have to document the price per unit, and then the price per pound, and then how much it's going to cost me total for 40 pounds of flour. And then we input that back into our records keeping system to then say, okay, today it cost me
you still have to do food costs.
$3,000. Yeah, it cost me $3,000 to feed my guys today. And then I can then break it down from there even further and say, okay, it cost me $14.10 per person per meal today or whatever. So we do all that like cost analysis and stuff. That's all just embedded in what we do as cooks.
Dude, and that's a great thing to do when you to knowledge to have experience, massively great experience to have when you get out of there, don't you think, Jeffy?
Huge. Huge. I agree. I think that, you know, in a larger operation and hotels, things like that, that's how they run it, you know, and it's like,
oh, yeah.
And then if you were going to start your own business someday, being able to look at something and cost it out properly and be able to, like, know what all that's going to cost per plate, you know, plus everything else is going to, you know, it's going to help you be way more successful and be able to plan to do things right.
And one more for me, that money itself doesn't come out of the seamen's pockets. Like, that's not their personal money or, like, their paycheck money.
No. That's – so they get their paycheck, and then the Navy gives them that food allotment.
Gotcha.
In addition, so, like, when I was back in Connecticut, when we did the Santa Q event, when I was working at the base galley over there, like, I wasn't – my – that allotment for me wasn't being taken away. So I was able to use that money to go, you know, make groceries or, you know, whatever I needed to do. So it was like an extra, like, hey, because you might not have the opportunity to eat a meal, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner where you work. You know, if you were working in security, man in the gate or whatever, you don't necessarily have that opportunity. So the Navy gives you that money back and it says, hey, here, this is for, you know, going to the store and making groceries for you and your wife or your spouse or whomever. So, yeah, it's not actually coming out of their pocket.
Right. But it has to be documented.
Gives it to them.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Mm. That's great. And Jeffy, I know you got one too, man, but just to make it quick, because we're getting short on time here. I mean, most of the food that you work with a lot of frozen stuff, right?
Yeah, a lot of frozen or canned items.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can still make a lot of food with that, Jeffy. I mean, if you're out on a fucking boat 500 feet from the surface.
Yeah, man. You ever been to a Waffle House? That shit is delicious.
I've never been
to a Waffle House.
What?
Yeah, I know. I've never been to Taco Bell either.
What?
That's not...
Yeah.
What?
No Quiero Taco Bell?
No Quiero Taco Bell. I can make it better than I'm sure they can. Looking at
man,
it.
You don't drink enough, bro. Right, we got to hang out.
I definitely would agree with that. Jeffy, you got one for Cinnamon? Or no?
With fire sauce. Yeah, I got a question for Cinnamon. Cinnamon, you're in Seattle, right?
Yeah, just outside, but yeah.
Right, just outside Seattle. What's it like there right now? From your perspective in the Navy, like, have you been out off base? I know that they have a small city set up of you know, people the trying to be autonomous.
Zone. The chop zone. Chaz. Although I think the mayor started making people...
Trevor Town.
After the shootings this past week, I think the mayor, at least that was what was reported, is making them starting to dismantle that now.
Well, that's probably...
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been to Seattle based on that because, you know, I mean, we're allowed to protest and we're allowed to have our own opinions about things, but we're not allowed to represent the Navy in any sort of way. So I've been staying out of, I stayed pretty much as far away from Seattle as I can get without like leaving the state.
You're not really a city guy anyway.
I would much rather be kind of in a small town or in the country or whatever. But it's interesting. You know, there are I'm sure with, you know, as it is on the East Coast too. There's people who wear their masks religiously. There's people who wear their masks every so often, and then there's people who don't wear their masks. At least not to my knowledge, I don't think there's any sort of like mask requirement out here.
It's a law. Here in Connecticut and stuff. I mean, you can get in trouble for not wearing one.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, like if I'm on base, I'll wear my mask because I have to. Right. If I'm off base, I'm generally not wearing my mask. That's just from personal choice, and people can hate me if they want to, but you know, I am under the school of thought that you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I know a bunch of people have died and like shit gets real and whatever, but you know, I don't know that there has been any, you know, I know some states are spiking and some states are going down or whatever, but you know, as far as what the information we're getting from work and stuff, you know, I think the county that I live in is pretty safe right now, and I don't usually venture too far out of the county anyway. So, you know, and I maintain the social distancing. I'm not trying to get up in anybody's business or anything like that. So, you know, I'm trying to be respectful. I just don't wear my mask.
Wow.
I always carry one with me in case somebody says, hey, you know, to be in this store, we're asking you to wear a mask. I always have one with me, but, you know, unless somebody specifically asks me to put one on, I don't put one on.
Wow. How do you feel about that, Jeffy?
Well, I think I've been asked to put on masks for all sorts of reasons, and...
No, not those kind of masks.
It never upsets me. I'm always like, sure, if that's what you're into, I put on a mask, baby, let's do this. I want to play, too.
You ever see a grown man naked?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Absolutely, man. Listen, I think it's just great. Jeffy, let's get the plug out there for Cinnamon before we get him out of here shortly.
Oh, absolutely. This is our homeboy, Cinnamon, Aaron.
That's right.
Fieros, Aaron Fieros. You find him on Instagram. He's a great dude. Give him a follow. He makes delicious, beautiful food.
Yeah.
He's a sexy guy.
Yep.
Slide in his DMs. He likes women, so, you know, if you're into that sort
Most
of thing, send him
time.
Those. You know, he loves those sort of picks.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, definitely check him out, man. And it's amazing to hear these stories about just working on a sub. I think it's so interesting to me because it's so different but the same, you know. It's I don't know how else to say it. It's just, yeah, it's different but the same.
Different.
And your son.
Same, same.
And your son.
It's just different.
Different, but same, same.
Different, but same. Do you guys smell that smoke? What is that?
There's a little smoke going on here.
Can you feel it? What is the smoke? Whoa. Who saw this coming? The smoke is big. Strobe lights are happening. Oh, my God. Wow, the smoke is thick tonight. Unbelievable.
Must be working hard.
Oh, my God. Dave, is that you?
Yo.
Yeah.
There he is.
Does that happen at work too? Like, does just that song come on and smoke and strobe lights and shit?
Every time I enter a room.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
It's got to be weird. Dave, we're hanging out with Cinnamon.
What up, Cinnamon? Fuck you for never
What's
going
up?
To Taco Bell.
Okay. Well, sorry. I'm just out here trying to live my best life. I don't really eat fast food. You know that. Come on now.
Yeah, but I mean, Taco Bell should be like the exception. You should have it at least once a year.
No. Once a year? That's a lie. I've made it 28 years without going to Taco Bell.
Yo, what's that? Man, I'm gonna force feed you a Mexi Melt.
Mexi Melts are delicious.
I don't even know what that means.
Fire, bro. That's why.
Yo, what was that movie with Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone? And then, I can't think of the movie.
Demolition Man.
Dude, you got to watch Demolition Man. We all know that in the fast food wars, the only restaurant that survived was Taco Bell.
It's like a Twinkie where it like never goes bad.
Oh, they got all kinds of food. If you go to a fine dining restaurant, you go to Taco Bell.
Dude, yeah. Taco Bell opened up a cantina. That's how fine they are.
Taco Bell cantina. They sell alcohol now. You can get margaritas.
Wow.
Downtown New York City. You can just go in, go to a fine cantina, get yourself a six-pack of tacos and a Corona.
Yeah. That sounds amazing.
That's ridiculous.
Well, Dave, we're talking to Cinnamon a little bit about the Navy and coming back from, you know, being out, and he had no idea about coronavirus, really, and just the whole thing was crazy. But Jeff had gotten a couple of things, wanted to run by Cinnamon, a great list, right, Jeffy?
Yeah. I wanted to run by – I got 10 ways to get in trouble in the Navy.
Ooh.
And I wanted to know if you could help us shed a little light on it, because they weren't very clear from the video I got.
Okay.
A young man by the name of JT Suits is what he goes by on YouTube, where I found this information.
That's 100% a real name, too. No doubt about it.
JT Suits.
Yeah.
Do you know him? He looks like you might know him. He has a lot of tattoos. Looks like he's been in the Navy for a couple of years.
Yeah, he's definitely...
I don't know him.
He has a similar accent to yours. He sounds a lot like you.
He's definitely keeping those beds.
Maybe we're long-lost brothers, then.
No, he doesn't look anything like you. He just sounds like you.
Oh, well, then he must sound beautiful.
Yeah, he does sound beautiful, of course.
Well, maybe we'll give Cinnamon the heads up. We'll run these by him, Jeffy, and then maybe he can give us his top three things that can get you in trouble in Navy, his Navy.
Eating Taco Bell is one of them, probably.
Dave is really upset about the Taco Bell thing, Cinnamon. He's really upset.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry.
So, you've never had a seven-layer burrito?
Never.
No. I've had seven-layer dip. But,
no, it's not the same. I mean, it's kind of the same, but it's not the same because, you know.
I mean, you didn't know that sour cream.
At a church function.
Anything you put pico de gallo on a sour cream is now supreme?
Ooh.
No, I have no idea what the fuck you just said to me.
God damn it. All right, let's.
It's like ordering coffee in Seattle. If you've never been there.
we're gonna educate you on Taco Bell. Don't you worry. You're going to educate
us. Danielson!
All right. Jeffy, give
all right.
Me,
all right, what you got going. For me, Jeffy?
All right, so I everyone knows that you can't do drugs if you're in the service for our great
that's
country.
Really,
but I was interested to find out that even if you do a synthetic drug,
ooh, like what,
like something like spice or something like one of these, like, you know, whatever, like, you know,
what the fuck is spice?
You know, it's like one of those synthetic drugs it's you like, might get at like a porn shop. That's like not weed, yeah. But it's like weed or something. But I
is it like K2 or something?
What?
Is it like K2?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Like horny goat weed.
No.
Oh. All right. Well, so you're not allowed to do that. That they get upset about that.
No. Yeah. So apparently, spice or even synthetic drugs are bad. Like real bad. Like almost immediate discharge bad.
No shit.
Is that true?
Correct.
Is that true,
yes,
Simon?
That is correct. Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah. Navy has a zero tolerance for drugs. So basically, anything their your analysis testing is insane. I mean, you're not even allowed to use like CBD.
No way.
You're not allowed to use any like CBD gummies or even like the salves, like the lotions or anything. Yeah. Anything with CBD in it that they can test for, and if you pop positive for it, then they'll kick you out.
Wait, did you say salve?
Oh, man.
Yes.
How old are you again? Lotion? What the fuck? All right, Jeffy, what's next?
Put the salve in the basket. It puts the salve on its skin.
Oh, my God.
Well, so this goes along with drugs. Drug paraphernalia, also very bad. Like, even if it's, say, you have a girlfriend who's like a deadhead.
Okay.
You're driving her car to work, and the MP stops you. Boom. You're getting fucking in trouble. Big time.
I think that would happen in the real world, too.
No, that's not true. Not always. And then So even if you're drug tested, say you have drug paraphernalia in your car, and then you yourself get tested and are clean, just because it's around you, you can get in trouble.
Wow, really?
Is that true? I don't know. Yep. I'm asking Cinnamon.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. I mean, it's just like Chip Bum said. You know, if you're out in the world and you're driving around with your old lady's fucking pipe and you get pulled over and it's not legal and, you know, they can hit you with it even if it's your old lady. You know, I mean, it's the same in the Navy. I mean, out here in Washington, weed is legal and they say, you know, hey, it's cool if your spouse does it or, you know, your civilian friends do it, but, you know, be careful if somebody's driving your car and then, you know, they leave it in there and you come on base and you get picked for a car search and it's in there. I mean, it's now yours, regardless, like you said, regardless of whether you get tested. If you get tested and you're clean or not, it's still in your possession. So, yeah, that's definitely true.
Listen, that's why I always say I'm not going to drive daddy's car, Jeffy, because, you know,
yeah.
I don't want to
allegedly
stop
me. I probably shouldn't have been on base at all.
Yeah. I mean, well, I think it's probably for different reasons. I don't want to do it because if I drive daddy's car, he insists on calling me his old lady. So I don't want to do that.
Aww.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, Jeffy, what else you got?
All right.
Oh, wait, hang on a second. I forgot. Let me just get this. All right. Go ahead, Jeffy.
All right. Any DUIs. And it's worse if you get pulled over by the military cops than the regular cops.
Really?
I don't know.
So, knock on wood, I've never had a DUI. But, yeah, I mean, I know people who have gotten DUIs and who are still in, and I know people who have gotten DUIs and who've gotten kicked out. So, I guess it really depends on the situation. Yeah. yes, that is true. You can get kicked out for it, but I don't necessarily know that it's not. I mean, yeah, you can get kicked out. It's true, but it depends on the situation. And yes, it is worse getting pulled over on base and drunk than it is getting pulled over out in town and drunk.
So the next one then is similar, goes along with alcohol. It's called an ARI, which I'm
sure, yeah,
alcohol-related incident. So what does that exactly mean? Like, if you're just like out and about, I mean, I know a lot of Navy guys who like to get fucked up and they like to fight a lot. Like, I've gotten into fights with Navy guys.
Why is that?
Just because they pick fights out of nowhere. They'll just be like, what are you looking at? And you're like, what? And next thing you know, you're fighting three, four guys.
There's
like,
always more than one.
Always more than
one. We roll in packs. But, ARI is kind of funny, right? So, a DUI technically is an ARI. And then if you just so happen to be walking down the stairs in the barracks building or any building on base and you fall and you break your leg or you need to go get medical attention or whatever, right? That's an ARI. And if you get too many ARIs, then they can kick you out.
Hold on. But what if you're not drinking? You just fall because you're clumsy. They're like, nah, you were drunk.
No, I mean, obviously, there's, you know, the whole, like, I don't know what the fuck you call it, but, yeah, I don't know, I'm not a cop, but, yeah, you know, they go through all that, you know, testing and breathalyze or whatever, and if you and if you smell like it, then, like, obviously, they're going to be like, he's drunk, yeah, or whatever,
if you're coming back from a buddy's barbecue and trip, you're screwed.
Wow. It depends on how much you had to drink and who saw you trip.
Well, let me ask you this. If you get a DUI and lose your license, can you still drive the submarine?
Yes.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about, David. That's what I'm talking about. That. Well, it's basically driving drunk anyway. You can't see it, and you drive by sound. Or it's just like Dave driving on a regular day, except for he's only got one eye. Get it? Hang on a second. Let me take care of this. What else you got, Jeffy?
Man. I'm going to pull that button out. The missing tools, serious. So missing tools. Ooh. Like apparently on any boat, tools are really important. Like, and if you're missing like a screw, they'll stop everything to look for said screw.
Oh, yeah. So that's like more of a surface Navy thing.
Oh, okay.
They do. So like if you. Like, you can watch, there's videos all over YouTube about it, but it's called a FOD walkdown, an FOD walkdown, a foreign object on deck. And basically, you know, with the jets and, you know, all that kind of stuff, they're walking the flight deck, and it's just a huge line of people, and they're walking and they're looking at the ground and they're picking up any foreign debris. And yeah, we don't do that on submarines because we're not launching jets on fucking submarines. So, like, I mean, like, I've lost plenty of screws and I'm still here. So, yes, I guess in some instances it would be important, but not generally one of my things I worry about on a day-to-day basis.
But wait a minute, Cinnamon, did you ever find your marbles that you lost?
Fuck no.
All right, Jeffy, what's next?
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. All right, and this is not what you think it is, Plum. Gun decking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We get this down south.
Yeah, gun decking. So gun decking is where, so we call it blazing logs.
Yeah, we have down south, too.
Dave, no, Dave, it's not smoking weed on the logs.
Yeah.
It's basically like if you're taking logs on something, a piece of equipment or whatever. So for us in the galley, you know, we're taking temperatures of our freezer, our chill boxes and our reach-ins and stuff like that. And you know, if you're just writing down numbers that are in spec or whatever, and then come to find out, you know, when you get relieved by somebody else and they do their tour of the watch station, that you, none of those are correct and they're all wrong and they've been wrong for the entire time you're on watch, then it's called gun decking or blazing logs. Yeah, it's a big deal. You can definitely get kicked out for it. It depends on really what it is. I mean, I've seen cooks do it. I can't tell you that I've never not done it before. But it is a serious thing. And like, it's one of those things that takes you an extra 10 seconds to write it down properly or to walk, you know, the 3.5 feet it is to where that piece of equipment
to look at the thermometer.
Actually do it the right. Yeah. So, you know, for my guys, I mean, I that's one of those things that I preach, like, hey, just take the temperature, like, just look at it. It's not hard. And
yeah,
I need to know. So that way, if I'm walking around and, you know, my freezer's at, you know, positive 20, I can, you know, raise the red flag and be like, hey, whoa, what the hell is going on here or whatever. So, but yeah, but that's more, people can get in trouble for that a lot.
Well, this is totally different than what we call it down south. You guys don't need a goat, a maple syrup bottle, a baby bottle, and some plastic.
No, that's my average Saturday night, though.
Oh, that sounds
That's just different.
One of the things this JT Suits guy said that you can get for gun decking is called a captain's mast.
Ah, yeah, we got that down south, too.
It's not the captain's dick.
No, it's not the same then.
Bummer.
Yeah, no. It's so captain's mast. So how the fuck do I explain? So basically, the captain is like judge and jury on board, right? And so if you get trouble, you go to captain's mast. And what it is it's basically
detention.
Fans always see like court martial in like military movies, like, you know, they go to court martial and they're up there and it looks like regular court.
Well, yeah.
It's like a lesser version of that. Basically, you go in and you know, you get, you know, brought up on charges, and you say, you know, the captain says, hey, do you have anything to say? How do you plead, guilty or not guilty, yada yada yada. But there's no, it's not like criminal, like it's not like out in the real world where it has no effect on you as a human other than inside the Navy. Like, that stuff's not going to follow you out into the civilian sector unless it was like a DUI or drugs or something. Because
wait a minute, has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been to this?
No, I have not been to it.
All right. Well, so it's like court for the Navy.
I've gone before. Yes, I've gone to them before because I've had guys, some of my guys go to it, but I've never personally been the one standing in front of the captain being in trouble.
Wow.
So this next one makes me ask you if you could be captain mast for it. He says you can't be a smelly shit bag. If you have bad hygiene on a boat, you can get into trouble. Like, if you constantly get written up for being a smelly piece of shit, you can get thrown out of the Navy?
Pay attention, Dave.
I don't know necessarily that you can get thrown out for it. I've never personally seen it happen. However, yes, you can get in trouble for being a smelly shitbag. I had a cook who just could not figure out how to get his life together, and my boss told me that I was going to watch him shower, and so I watched a grown man shower.
Fucking Navy is so weird. What do you mean you would watch him shower?
So he'd get in the shower, he'd turn the water on, he'd get wet, and then he'd open the door, and I would hand him soap, and I'd watch him lather up, and then he'd hand me the soap back, and then he'd turn the water back on and rinse off, and then
he
would turn the water
on. You ever seen a grown man naked?
He'd open the door, and then he'd get have his hair wet. I'd hand him
the shampoo. You ever seen a grown man naked?
Too many times. And then he would rinse off, and then
seen a grown man naked?
He would get off, and then he would fucking. I'd hand him his towel.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Did you have to talk to him while he was getting off? How did that work?
Yeah. You ever seen a grown man naked?
God, this is what the fuck? Why? I don't even understand why. What?
Yeah. It's a cemetery, man. You get all guys and gals from all walks of life, and this kid just couldn't figure out how to do basic hygiene.
Jeffy,
so
you told me earlier there's no way I could pass a test for the Navy. Are you kidding me? He talked about this. To serve the food, you have to read a stoplight, the red, yellow, and green. Right?
Yeah.
And then take a shower. I'm fucking golden. I can do all of those things. However, Look, I may make Cinnamon watch her take a shower just for shits and giggles.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
I want him to watch me take a shower and just tell me how I compare to other men that he's seen.
Oh, perfect. Will you wash my back,
Cinnamon? Always. Always.
All right.
Okay, terrific.
So that's interesting, because one of the things that this JT Suits guy also said is that, like, if you're a real smelly shitbag and it continues, they'll, like, they won't let you have any doors or have any alone time at all. They'll, like, assign someone to constantly follow you around to, like, remind you to wash and shit like that, which I find really interesting.
Wow.
And do your laundry.
Really, he's not lying. They had Cinnamon follow this dude and made him shower and, like, handed him soap and handed him. For some reason, all I can do is picture the scene in the police academy where they switch the soap out for the super glue, and the captain washes his hair, and his hands get stuck, and he can't get his hands out because there's still soap and shit in his hair. Anybody else remember that scene, or is that just me? All right, hang on a second. I need to get this.
I remember it.
Wow. That's crazy, brother. I hope I never have to watch another man shower, at least not. If I can get through all of 2021 without having to watch a man shower, I think I call it a successful year.
Hey, there you go.
How can you keep sneaking in downstairs when I'm showering,
Jeffy,
at your house?
Jeffy, public.
Just saying. It's like, public. You always make weird excuses. Like, hey, bro, do you have soap in there? You good?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Listen,
is that towel okay for you? How's that washcloth feel? Can you get that? And I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
Wow. I mean, you know, it's weird now, Jeffy.
Three owls, and then there's like a little red light coming from them.
Yeah. Cinnamon, you've heard this list. Can you give us your top three things before we get you out of here that would just be, you know, you should never do in the Navy?
Drugs, definitely.
No, that's too easy. Come on, that's too easy.
I mean,
give us the non-obvious ones, like don't put your left sock on first, or everyone thinks that, whatever.
So you want something like obscure?
Yeah, I mean, come on, you've been there a long time. You've been out on those boats a lot. You know some obscure things. How about this?
Well, okay,
give us the
top three things
that you wish you knew before you went into the Navy that you know now.
Top three things I wish I knew. Let's see. I wish I would have known that. I wish I would have known that submarines suck. My dad was on submarines, and he was like, hey, yeah, you know, they're pretty cool, and they're pretty awesome. And then I got down on to my first one, and I was like, what in the fuck is going on here?
As you're pulling, I was like, there's no windows? Your dad's standing on the dock pointing and laughing as you're pulling out for your first, like, mission.
pretty much, yeah. So, wow. I wish I would have known that you meet your best friends in the Navy, and then as soon as you get comfortable with them, they take them away from you, and you, like, never see them again. As far as like, working with them goes, I've met some of the best people I know in the Navy, and, you know, every couple of years, they go on to do other things, and, you know, it's tough to stay in contact. Everybody says, oh, we'll stay in contact or whatever, but, you know, the Navy happens, life happens, and, you know, you can never really get out and see, you know, that person, you know, guy or gal that you've met.
For you.
So I wish...
It's hard.
Yeah,
for you.
I wish I would have known that.
You're spending a lot of time watching men shower. You don't have time to call people on the phone.
Exactly. I'm the busy guy.
And then after you've seen a guy shower so much, and then you miss him.
That's weird,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I mean, and it's not the same anymore. Yeah, I'm like, who am I going to watch shower?
He never even gave me his number. What the fuck?
They don't even just, like, FaceTime you from the shower sometimes, just for, like, old time's
sake?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Be careful. Dave's going to do that to you tonight. hey, man. Heard you were missing your buddy.
Heard you were missing a man's
shower.
Heard you were missing your buddy. I'm here. Nope, that's just me rubbing my belly.
You want to see a man's sudsy body?
Dave, stop soaping your ass on camera. What?
I do lather up pretty well.
Oh, that's good. Gotta have a good lather.
That's true.
Or it's like a soap suit.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
No. Wait a minute. Hang on. You just need to have a...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah.
Shut up, Derek.
The third thing, I guess, would be that I wish I didn't start over as a cook from where I was before I joined the Navy. You know, I was working at a restaurant, and then I kind of worked my way up the ladder there a little bit, and then I joined the Navy to be a cook, which is pretty uncommon for cooks. Most people, they're like, hey, all we have left is cook, but I chose to be a cook, and, you know, I started basically back at the bottom where I had started before when I got hired on at the restaurant. So I was kind of a little bit ahead of the curve as far as, you know, time management and, you know, knowing cooking temperatures and things like that, and how to put a plate together and how to make something look appealing. But I definitely am appreciative of starting over again, because I think it's definitely been able to let me hone my skills to make those, you know, basic skills more solid of a foundation to do some of the higher level stuff like competing. And I know you guys have, you know, helped me quite a bit on some competition menu planning and stuff like that. So it's fun to look back now and see, like, starting over was such a hassle and it was annoying to me and I was pissed off about it, but now I'm kind of grateful that I did. So it was like a blessing in disguise, I suppose.
Well, man, we're glad you're there. We're glad to meet you, and we're not going anywhere. We'll be here, you know, when you get out of the Navy, we'll be here for you however we can help. You know that. And we look forward to it, man. Now, final question for me. I don't know if you guys got one, but final one for me. When you're next, I know you signed up to do 4 more years. Is this it, or are you going to sign up for more? Are you going to try to be a lifer?
No, this is it, man. I'm looking at. I want to get out. I want to cook. I mean, for Christ's sake, I have "Cook Hard, Eat Fast" tattooed on my knuckles. So there's I want to cook. I eventually want to open my own restaurant. I would love to, you know, work in some, like, fine dining, higher end sort of stuff. That stuff really gets my, you know, really gets my creativity and my juices flowing. So yeah, no, I think this is going to be it for me. You know, the Navy's afforded me a ton of opportunities and I'm extremely grateful for all the doors that it's opened, but I'm ready to, kind of shut the door on this one and, move forward into my culinary career as a civilian with all of this experience that I've gained. So,
man,
yeah, no, I think
crazy. I signed up for 4 more years. Why could you sign up for 2 more years?
I wish it was that easy. Trust me. When I told you, they got me on the hook for another four. You know, I was sitting there. I know. I was like, man, I was really kicking myself in the ass. You know, I was annoyed, but again,
it's so funny,
like,
because when you said that to me, I think that Jeff and I had recently been talking about. I think it was pretty recent, at least over the holidays. We're like, man, we gotta try to get Cinnamon a job somewhere, man. He's gonna be done soon. Do you remember that, Jeffy?
Yeah, I do. And I was like, although I think the Navy's awesome,
yeah,
and I think that they do important stuff. I wanted Cinnamon on this side.
Yeah, absolutely. But listen, we'll be here when you get here. Dave, you got anything for Cinnamon?
Eat some Taco Bell, man.
God damn it.
All right, I got you. I'll figure it out one of these days.
Jeff, any final words from you, buddy?
Listen, bro, we love you. Excuse me.
Oh, Jesus. I can't
sleep for daddy. Jesus.
Anna's that, so you should never go on the microphone.
I'm sorry. I'm falling apart. No, we love you, buddy. I want you to stay safe. I want you to stay strong. And I can't wait for you to be back to the best coast so we can all hang.
Hell yeah, most definitely. Appreciate it, bro.
No doubt about it. Aaron, we wish all the best for you, man. Please stay safe. Take care of yourself. Please keep in touch with us, man. Anything we can do to help, we want to help. And we'll be here for you when you get out, for sure, man. And we appreciate, seriously, it's not just rhetoric and bullshit everybody says. We do appreciate everything you're doing, especially from a culinary standpoint, being out there teaching young cooks on your boat about real food, how to make things for real happen, not just, you know, reheating things and shit like that, but actually doing real food. We appreciate that because that teaches people what we do that, you know, maybe wouldn't see it in the real world. So we appreciate that as chefs. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
There it is. Jeffy, pleasure. That's it. Next week, Jeffy, it's going to be the Best of Volume 3. Dave, you're on Best of Volume 3, aren't you?
I think so.
Yeah. It's going to be a good show. We're looking for you. Think so. You don't know for sure?
Man, probably. I think I'm pretty sure I am.
Are both my people falling apart on me here?
I'm right here. He was there.
You're yawning on the microphone again.
I'm trying to talk, and every time I open my mouth, I'm standing up. I'm not even lying. I have the mic up. No.
Well, that's the problem. Jesus.
We're trying to wrap this up. Pants are restrictive, and when I don't like that feeling. It cuts into my belly.
Jesus Christ. Well, listen. We got a great best of next week. It's going to be a 4th of July special, man. We're excited about it. It's a really good one. It's funny. I think you guys will enjoy it. We will be back live the following week. I believe it's the 16th we will be live. I think that Jeffy and I might be together in person for that show. So we'll have a good one set up for sure. I have no doubt about it. We're looking forward to it. So listen, guys. In the meantime, in between time. I'm thinking about you guys doing the outro last night when I was editing the audio. Yeah, it was almost there. Almost there. I thought you guys hit it when you said a line, then Dave said a line, then you fell apart, Jeffy. I got excited. I was like, yes, yes, no.
He had it. He did it, I thought. I thought it was good. I thought it was a strong finish. I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys let us know when it comes out. And again, thank you guys for all the support with the new program season. There'll be a lot of information coming out about that here very, very soon. We do appreciate it. Thank you guys all. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this program. It means the world to us, and it makes everything happen. I don't know what's happened, but our downloads were crazy this week. So that's good news. We like that. So,
oh, wow.
Keep doing it. Hanging with it. We appreciate it. Big shout-out to our guest tonight, Cinnamon. Jeffy, give them their real Instagram for Cinnamon before we get them out of here.
Absolutely. You want to go to Instagram, check them at Aaron Fierros. That's right. Aaron Fierros.
That's right.
Can't miss them. Aaron Fierror. Wait. Fierros.
You lost them. Listen, give him a shout out. Tell him thank you for all the work he's doing. We appreciate it. And check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, if we don't see you, have a great July 4th, and we'll see you guys on the 16th. Thank you all very much. And remember, food is one of the most important things that we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. We'll see you guys later. Peace. Navy strong.
The power of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.